My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Feggy, let's hit him big time.
Houston. Let's get in the loop.
Great day, great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
You're in the loop on Houston Sports Leader.
You know what I'm bringing today. You know what I'm bringing today. Let's go.
Go to work.
Let's go.
Hey, Sam.
Sports Radio 610.
Yeah, here we go. Happy Monday. In the loop, Sports Radio 610. I'm Sean Bajani, in with John Lopez and Figgy Fig today. It honestly is really, really good to be here. Truth be told, you know, before even all of this hurricane mess, John, yeah. I've been sick. I've been sick since last Tuesday, dealing with some kind of cold, flu thing, whatever it was.
As if it couldn't get any worse.
And I tell you, you know, props to my wife. I do want to say this to her. She may be listening as she's driving around looking for food and stuff this morning, but she's a badass. Mm-hmm. Like, not only did she take care of our four-year-old during the time, I was in bed for 5 straight days. So, you know it's bad. When I don't get out of bed, it's bad. And 5 straight days, she took care of the kiddo. And then the hurricane, and I've been doing fence bids and this, that, and the other thing, and coming here early in the morning all last week. It's been crazy.
Yeah.
So, I said last Tuesday. Last Monday was the hurricane. I've been sick since the Tuesday prior.
Oh, Lord.
So, and yeah, I still got a little bit of that crud still in me, but it is really good to be here to feel energized, to kind of talk things through with people, and you're more than welcome to be a part of the show, man. That's what we do it for. 713-572-4610. You can hit us up via the text line. Texans training camp, you mentioned this, underway in 3 days.
We need this.
Yes.
Like, this isn't like the Astros and Harvey and winning a World Series, but man, this has been a tough week and weekend.
100%
for Houston,
and we'll get into
we'll get into that more specifically.
Many reasons why it's been a tough weekend.
Kind of depressing,
very depressing, very sad in a lot of instances. But you're right; we do need this. And look, I think I might have told you this last week or 2 weeks ago when we last did a show together. That could you imagine what this time would have been like from a sports and entertainment standpoint for us here in the city? If these Astros weren't playing the way that they had been, we were just waiting and waiting. Come on, Texans.
Yeah.
This is the most highly anticipated season in franchise history, and it's about to start.
It's about to start. Football season starts this week, and that's not hyperbole. I mean, they are going to be on the field. It's our listeners know this. It is absolutely, I don't know why, but even more so than covering games or a big game or stuff like that. Training camp is just my favorite time of the year. I think it's the newness of it, sort of a spring, so to speak, a fresh start. Even when they're not considered to be a conference contender, which they are.
Yeah.
And so we'll be out there. Obviously, Sports Radio 610 is going to have you covered. Everybody's going to be out there. We're going to be broadcasting our show live. We're going to have guests right off the field.
Yeah.
It's going to be refreshing and cool just to see some of these names. But that kind of leads to what we were talking about, what you teased here. Like, we all know, I mean, we already know the storylines. Mm-hmm. We've talked about them this offseason. You know, I'll give you five, okay? Okay. And the question becomes, like, if one of these, figure get in on this, if one of these, like, gets to an otherworldly level, like a supreme level, like, they don't only answer the questions, but they become, like, an absolute plus for this team. How far does this team go? Let me give them to you. So, offensive line is one of the storylines, specifically Tytus Howard and Kenyon Green.
Yes.
So just sock these away, Figgy, and imagine, like, if they become not only, you know, serviceable and good, but, like, they reach an altogether other level. Cornerback. We know what we have in Derek Stingley. We're pretty sure on that. What if the other cornerback, whether it's Kamari Lassiter, who would have to be the odds-on favorite at this point,
mm-hmm.
or Okuda or Henderson, maybe safety, the cornerback position reaches an altogether other level. Stephon Diggs is not the guy, like, well, you know, maybe he's a little bit, losing a step, whatever you want to call it. What if he comes in and is Stephon freaking Diggs?
Yeah.
Will Anderson, we know and we expect him to take another step. What if he blows the doors off it? You know, like just becomes an absolute must game plan for him kind of guy.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last one is Joe Mixon, which I feel like when we're talking about him, so you can't say we're not talking about him enough, but I feel like we're not giving him enough credit. What if he rushes for 1,200 yards and receives for 500 yards, which, by the way, he did 2 years ago.
Yeah.
He did exactly that 2 years ago.
Yeah.
So of those five things, like, if one of those, which one of those getting to another altogether higher level would mean the most for this team?
I think offensive line, for me, I think offensive line's got to be it because it's multifaceted, mm-hmm. right? If the offensive line is solidified, then that automatically would improve the run game.
Mm-hmm.
That automatically would give C.J. Stroud even a little bit more time than he had last year to get through his reads, which now include an extra badass in Stephon Diggs.
Yeah.
So with the offensive line, to me, the wide receivers, the quarterback, and the running back are all married together within mm-hmm. that. So, to me, that is the key. And in essence, for the sake of this conversation, the specific question that you ask,
studs.
I think it's that way.
Studs.
But when we're just talking football throughout the course of the season, what does it always come back down to?
Yeah.
The offensive line.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And how much did we talk about it being the case last year? And why was it so special for what the Texans accomplished last year with all of the injuries? I mean, even at left tackle, Laremy Tunsil was banged up literally since week three.
This is true.
He was being load managed. The situation at left guard, the center position, which was flip-flopping back and forth mm-hmm. after Patterson's injury. Never mind, you know, David Questenberry's injury after, like, what? Scott Questenberry, sorry.
It was a training camp. Yeah.
Yeah, 2 weeks into camp.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know the story by now. It just, to me, always comes down to the offensive line.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
I'm going to say the cornerback position, man. I think last year Steven Nelson was a good number two. This year we got Okudah, you got Henderson, and Lassiter, rookie. I think, man, it's very important. I want to see what these three can do.
Yeah.
If Lassiter beats out the other two, I think that's a great thing, man, because I don't think the other two are like bad, yeah. But I think the one thing the Houston Texans got this year that they didn't have last year was depth.
Yeah.
And they got a lot of cornerbacks now that can step in if somebody get injured.
This was a tough one for me, so I really had to think about it. You're right on the offensive line. Obviously, you're right at cornerback. But I feel like, just like wide receiver Stephon Diggs and really running back, like, we've seen this team sort of make do. We've seen C.J. Stroud make his offensive line better even when it wasn't good.
Yeah.
You know, we've seen them make do at cornerback with Derek Stingley holding down one part, and then they're mixing and matching largely with Steven Nelson on the other. We've seen the running back with last year, you know, sort of having so many struggles, and then they finally get things going at the running back position. And we know that Stephon Diggs, even if he does take a step back, they have two other dudes that are going to be potentially elite as well. Elite is the word I'm looking for. What if one of these questions going into training camp on Thursday, one of these areas becomes elite? So that kind of narrows it down for me. Will Anderson. Because if Will Anderson becomes elite, like, I'm not talking about J.J. Watt, but an elite rush end, mm-hmm. you know, double-digit sacks, tackles for losses, you have to game plan for him. They got a double-digit sack guy on the other end.
Yeah, Danielle Hunter.
You know, they got Danico Autry moving to the inside.
Yes.
Who can bring a lot of pressure to the quarterback. My answer is Will Anderson. If he can become elite, like, all of a sudden, this defense is ferocious.
Yeah.
Like, this defense is just absolutely ferocious.
Okay, so if he can become elite, mm-hmm. then you think that carries them to the next level.
Yeah.
I would say Will Anderson becoming elite is probably the most expected amongst these five things.
Maybe, to be elite. Listed,
right,
yeah,
to be elite.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, there's still question marks about Joe Mixon. I think there is definitely room to have a conversation mm-hmm. 3-4 months down the road, John, where we might be having the conversation, damn, did the Texans really need to extend Joe Mixon like after they traded him? Like, yeah. I hope we're not having that conversation,
yeah.
But we very well could be. We very well could be having the conversation of, damn, cornerback is still an issue along, you know, opposite yeah. Derek Stingley.
That one would be bad if it goes the other way.
Yes, yes. If it goes the other way. And the next, it might even be ahead of mm-hmm. the Will Anderson thing, Stephon Diggs.
Yeah.
I feel like if we're as excited as we are about this team, not because of Stephon Diggs, but he almost gives you validation
yeah.
to be excited about this team going to the next phase
yeah.
And legitimately contending for an AFC title here because of the quarterback, because of Nico, because of Tank. You add a superstar wide receiver mm-hmm. here who, by all indications, just look at his track record. He's been that guy. Yeah. He's supposed to be that guy again. If he was as good as he was last year with Josh Allen and that offense being discombobulated as
yeah.
it was,
yeah.
what do you think you're going to get from him this exactly. year with CJ?
I mean, there really is no wrong answer here, but I'm just trying to envision Will Anderson elite on one end, Danielle Hunter double-digit sacks, Autry in the middle. Holy moly, that would be amazing.
I would add a sixth. I would just say, mm-hmm. maybe this is CJ Stroud year two.
Well, yeah, you know I mean? Was almost kind of eliminating him because we know that's what the expectation is. But mm-hmm. but yes, absolutely.
He's John Lopez, Sean Bajani in the loop. What do you think? Which one of those storylines, if it is answered in a positive fashion, and one of them emerges as elite, Which one of those do you think could carry this team to the top of the AFC? You can continue to text in on that, 713-572-4610. Coming up next on In the Loop, we'll localize it. We're going to hit the big three, baby. I love this. Really, Texans, Rockets, and Astros, all that next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.